Welcome everyone to the Pro Wrestling Spotlight presents True Heel Heat 26. I am your host SP3, my co-host here, Top Guy JJ, and yes, we are indeed. Back again for True Heel Heat. This week we're going to be talking about New Japan Pro Wrestling New Beginning, as well as All Elite Wrestling's ticket announcement party from last week. We're also going to be previewing Elimination Chamber. So Pro Wrestling Spotlight, True Hills, True Hill Heat. Are you ready for True Hill Heat? Let's do it. So we got to start off first with our True Hill Roll Call. Our True Hill Roll Call is where we shout out some of our True Hills as well as our conversation starters. So we're going to start with our conversation starters from the True Hills group page. Firstly, we want to say at top three, at number three, we got Rollins Follow. We also got at number two, returning to the top three once again, we got Jamie Tanak. And once again, at number one, of course, is the Peruvian Pimp, Bruno A.B.
Yo, you know what? I don't want to second those booze.
Oh, shit.
I got a bottle this week.
Oh, shit.
First, it was tissue. Oh, shit. I got toilet paper. And now a bottle because of you, Bruno AB. We saw Bruno AB at House of Glory this past weekend. So shouts out to Bruno AB who was at House of Glory. We had a great show at Recapture the Glory. So shouts out to everyone at House of Glory. We got for True Hills group page. We got Steve Salvage. We got Dustin Bean. We got Clinton G. Luster Keys. We got Don Grace. Shaquille Cole, True Hill Antoine, one of our OGs from the True Hills group page.
Oh, wow.
We got Cyrus Kopp, and we got Luigi Bull. And from the YouTube subscribers from our True Hill Heat YouTube channel, we got Jax Gaming. He's been chatting it up with me about our Jimmy Havoc interview, as well as B-Dub Heart 1. He's one of our newest subscribers to the True Hill Heat YouTube channel. And a very special shout out to Jonathan Escudero, as well as Josh Morero, our two new admins to our official True Hill Heat Facebook page. So we want to shout them out. Top Guy JJ, before you
touch the bottle, sir.
You have to have someone else touch the bottle.
Producer, touch the bottle, sir.
Bam.
You have to have someone else touch the bottle, so I want you to take it away with our intro for our special guest host.
Getting the upgrade that True Hill Heat needs. Somebody to help me calm this love affair with Ronda down. It's getting a little out of hand. Like, I love Ronda, but it's getting a little out of hand. Like, this one here, he gets actual steamy. Like, he gets, you can feel it through his arguments, you can feel it through his text, you can feel it. Yo, he will debate you to the core. So I finally had to get some real quality and beautiful backup to True Hill Heat 26. And that is none other than Chrissy Love.
Aww. Come on.
Thank you. The man is here.
Thank you.
And yes,
I was all
touch
for
the bottom
this.
Right here. Absolutely.
I was all for this until I saw your attire.
Oh, you know, I wore it for purpose. Our
encounter
at Legends, you know, I had to
wait
for
her
just to
like,
piss you off.
But our encounter at Legends, you know, ended on a good note. You understood my love affair for our Lord and Savior, Ronda Rousey.
Oh, here we go. So, why you gotta stop already?
Already starting his shit.
Chrissy Love, welcome to True Hill.
This is why I needed the help, yo. Thank like, this you. Shit is out of hand, yo.
Introduce yourself to the Spotlight Nation and the True Hills.
Hello, everybody. I'm the sensational Miss Chrissy Love. Thank you for having me on True Hill Heat.
Absolutely.
Guys. How are you? See, this shirt just resonate how I feel about this past week, and just to like see this look on your face. So I think this was just beautiful.
I love it.
Well, we're talking about this past week. I mean, it puts a smile on my face. Yeah. But we're gonna get to that with our top news. But let's hear from the Spotlight Nation and the True Hills before we get into that.
Absolutely.
While Top Guy JJ starts his bartending business.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Do you need some ice?
A little bit, please.
A little bit of ice.
Well, a blocked user says, with that shirt, she is more of a man than the producer.
Ooh. Oh! A blocked user? I think it's Bruno AB.
I don't know. It's blocked.
Is that the Peruvian pimp?
We're going to have to block this person.
You've been a little annoying this week, but you know what? I'm going to let you rock on that.
Anyone else? Okay. So yes.
I make mine very strong.
Blocked user.
So,
you're ridiculous.
I'll let you go to your strength because I don't want to hammer you.
Yes, this True Hill Heat.
Wait, that came out wrong.
As well as the cocktail hour.
That came out wrong.
However you want to call it. So our top news story has to do with the man, Becky Lynch.
Yes.
So Vincent Kennedy McMahon on Monday Night Raw had an announcement to make.
The shriveled up man that he is, right?
An announcement to do with WrestleMania 35.
You come up strutting.
You're not the man.
Over the last couple of weeks, Becky Lynch has been feuding with the likes of Stephanie McMahon and Triple H. Yep. She was suspended by Stephanie McMahon last week because she wouldn't see the doctor about her injured knee that got injured at the Royal Rumble. She got to see the doctor this week, but before she could get back into her main event match at WrestleMania, she had to apologize to Triple H and Stephanie. She did apologize. She was put back in, but Vincent Kennedy McMahon, the real man, Vincent Kennedy McMahon, he told Becky Lynch that she would not be in that main event match at WrestleMania. He did not accept her apology, and that her replacement for the main event of WrestleMania 35 was
Charlotte Flair!
My God, I will have to say, this is probably the greatest troll job in WWE history. What did you guys think about this announcement by Vince McMahon, about the controversy? The internet exploded with this announcement. WWE got so many emotions, and that this video with this announcement is the most disliked video in all of WWE's YouTube history. What did you guys think?
So, this is when I first saw this, right? When I first saw this and I just said, Bravo. And why? Not because of what took place. It's that WWE said, I don't give a fuck if y'all know. We are, you know what? Fuck the story. Fuck the lead on. Fuck the swerve. Yo, we just gonna throw Charlotte in the match. Fuck earning it. She ain't gonna have to do nothing to get into it. We just gonna put her in the match because y'all already know she's in it. Fuck you, Becky. We gonna get you out. We gonna get you a build-up to get you back involved. But we just... Charlotte, we getting you in this match. We just gonna toss you in there. Get in WrestleMania. Fuck earning it. Fuck the story. I was like, yo, bravo. They are troll. Yo, anybody that is mad about this, you're fucking idiots. You're fucking idiots. Anybody that's mad about this is idiots because it's like... Yo, we all knew Charlotte is going in there, and WWE literally just said, you're getting Charlotte right off the bat.
Yep.
Before Fastlane, before the Chamber, we know 2 months in advance, Charlotte, which we all knew, was going to be in a match.
So what did you think, Chrissy Love?
Like he said, I couldn't stop but laugh. I was like, wow, these motherfuckers have not only trolled this shit out of everybody. I mean, we already knew it was going to happen, but we didn't know how it was going to happen. And they just like, you know what? This will just throw this bomb right here for you. Yeah, fuck you. That's it. You want your ticket? Buy it. Fuck you, pay me. Give me my goddamn tickets. It was just like, yeah, we're just going to just trickle her in there. Just mess up every goddamn
fuck
thing.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. Right, just fuck it. Like, I don't give a shit what you say.
Fuck
I really
story.
Don't care. Fuck the storyline.
Fuck the story.
I want Charlotte to be in, and Charlotte's going to fucking be in.
Great story.
Great story. I can't be mad because I love Charlotte and Becky. So you cannot be mad. Yes, I wanted Becky to have her moment that she needed with Lana, that she was supposed to have with her. But, I mean, I'm here for the story. I can't wait for the build-up. I know Becky is going to be three of them at WrestleMania, so Let the storytelling begin. Let the stories begin like it's the soap operas. I'm ready. I'm sitting front row. Let's go.
That brings me to my next question. What do you think WWE should do or should have done? Do you think it should be Becky versus Ronda, or do you think the better move is to go for this triple threat?
I mean, I thought it should have been Becky and Ronda originally from the get, because we never got that Survivor Series match. But now they've done this. So, again, I can't be mad. I would have liked to have it one-on-one. But, you know, just to fuck with us wrestling people and mess with our anxiety, give us three people. Why the fuck not?
How about you? Charlotte takes away nothing from this match. She only adds to it.
Absolutely.
She is single. She is the greatest women's wrestler of all time. She is the greatest women's wrestler of all time. And I'm going on a limb and say, like, there is no woman athlete at the end of Charlotte's career, at the end of Charlotte's career, is going to claim that they are better than Charlotte Flair. She's already, what, a 5-time women's champion.
I think seven.
Seven, sorry. Okay. She's already, the fact that she's won this many championships, and the fact that she has the skill behind it.
Yes.
And she has the ability to be a decent heel. Like, she has all the tricks you need. And she does nothing but elevate this match. She will, in that ring, is going to make this a special match.
Gonna give Ronda
she fits this being the main event. This is the way they're gonna this is the way the women are gonna main event WrestleMania 35, and that's how you do it.
Yes.
That's how you do it. You don't leave Charlotte Flair out of it. You keep it that triple threat. You put the hottest star in there at Becky Lynch. You put the biggest draw in Ronda Rousey, and you put the greatest wrestler in Charlotte Flair. That's another debate, but, you know, Ronda Rousey is a household name, and she will bring people, and she will put asses in them seats when her name is on the billboard. Her name is on the picture. People are traveling out there. If there's a women's main event, it will not be Charlotte versus Becky. It won't be Charlotte versus Sasha. It won't be Becky versus Sasha. It will be no other woman that does not involve Ronda Rousey.
Absolutely. This wasn't going to happen without Ronda Rousey.
Get over
it. In the main event. So people need to get over that. And secondly, these people that are so upset and so angry that we're not getting Ronda versus Becky, you need to be more like Chrissy Love. She very calmly explained why she feels that is the better match. These people are so upset over Charlotte being in this match without you know, really realizing the common fact that is probably common knowledge by this point. Yeah. Charlotte versus Ronda was the plan from the start.
It's been the plan
for a year. The whole reason Charlotte beat Asuka was so she would be the biggest female to go against Ronda. That's what it's all been about. The plan changed when Nia Jax punched Becky Lynch in the face. Thank you, Nia Jax, because you pushed Becky Lynch to the forefront, to the main event of WrestleMania. Yes, Becky was on a roll. Yes, she was on a roll. She was a hot character. But no, if we got in Becky Lynch versus Ronda Rousey at Survivor Series, we would not be talking about Becky Lynch in the main event of WrestleMania. I'm sorry to tell you guys, but it's just circumstances, it's consequences, and what happened. It's just the common facts. These are the things that happen. If Nia Jax doesn't punch Becky Lynch in the face, we don't have Becky Lynch in the main event of WrestleMania. So we need to be happy that Becky Lynch is going to be in the main event of WrestleMania, no matter how we're getting it. No matter how we get it, Becky Lynch is in the main event of WrestleMania, and 9 times out of 10, I'm probably 85% sure she's winning the main event of WrestleMania. So why is everybody upset?
Shut up! And the main thing, basically shut up. And basically the main thing is also to piggyback off what you said, and I agree with y'all, but Nia Jax was the Michelangelo of Becky Lynch's most famous picture. She Michelangelo'd Becky Lynch's image. She was the Michelangelo of it. She drawed it. She painted it. She's the one responsible for the most popular Becky Lynch picture of all time.
Oh, guys. All right, fine. Whatever.
Thank you, Nia Jax.
It just is what it is.
It's true facts, I guess.
Let's hear from the True Hills in the Spotlight Nation real quick.
David Ramirez says, Becky taps and said sorry. She's being booked weak as hell. It should be Becky versus Ronda and Charlotte versus Asuka too.
Okay. Anybody else?
Let's see. Romeo.
I feel
Becky booked weak because she lost the match?
No, because she tapped out to Asuka and she said sorry to the McMahons. That was gonna bring me to my next question, but let's hear one more comment.
Right.
True Heel Romeo said, Vince said you're gonna eat these veggies and like them.
Absolutely. Yeah. You be happy. Be happy that Vince McMahon said that your curfew is not 10 o'clock, it's 11 PM. It's 11 fucking PM and Becky Lynch is in the main event of WrestleMania. So y'all better be happy that you got that.
Technically not yet.
She's gonna be
she's
in
gonna
the
be.
She's not there yet.
Right now she's not
there.
Right now she's just suspended.
But yo,
let's go along with the story. Let's keep kayfabe.
It's like if Vince swerves you for too much, you're mad. If Vince just puts it right in your face, you're mad.
Exactly.
Make up your fucking mind.
You know why they're upset? Because remember, a few weeks ago, Stephanie, Shane, Triple H, and Vince all came out and said, we hear you, we're gonna do what you say, we understand you, and
that's
then they do
segue.
This.
That's gonna
then,
segue.
Then they
perfect
do this.
Segue.
So that's why everyone is all sad and upset and they wanna cry. So
they
I understand
bag. Them.
Get
out your
but they finally realized that the McMahons was blowing smoke up their ass when they said that shit. Like, I knew from the day
Have we not watched wrestling for the past 20 years?
They said we gonna get fresh new matchups. We got the same handicap match a minute later. We had Baron Corbin versus the Babyfaces a minute later.
Yo, every time you mention Baron Corbin, I need a shot.
Okay, I'll drink to that.
I'm just saying, yo, it's
Baron
ridiculous.
Baron Corbin needs to stay in the bed.
But the fans don't keep the same energy because the same fans don't want Charlotte Flair in this match are the same fans that were before WrestleMania 34. Vince McMahon has a plan for a full year of Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar. These same fans are like, I want Braun Strowman in the match. Braun Strowman's going to make it a better matchup.
He damn sure didn't, though.
Yeah, and he don't make no better matchup nowhere, and y'all thought that, but Charlotte Flair actually does make this match better, and y'all upset. I don't get it.
Guys, help us out.
Mario Martinez Jr. says, want to troll the audience? Throw a McMahon in there.
Absolutely. That brings me to my next question. So, what do you guys think about the McMahon's involvement in this storyline? Does these three ladies, Charlotte Flair, who's a great heel, Ronda Rousey, who's a mainstream star and a big star in her own right without the WWE, and Becky Lynch, that's the hottest character in WWE, do they need the McMahon's involvement in this storyline?
No.
No?
No.
Do you think it's really like a rehash, or why do you think the McMahons are involved in this?
Just to troll and just to get on our last nerve. That's what they always do, though. I think they love it. I think they get a excitement and just like, yes, we're just going to troll the shit out of all these people, make them all happy. In his Vince voice.
God damn it!
Yeah. I think they love that. I think he just gets a high off it. I really think that's what he does. Excuse me.
Guys, we're in WrestleMania 35.
The road, too.
The McMahons will never take their finger off the pulse of the biggest show of the year.
They're driving a
the
car.
They will
they
never
driving.
Take their hand. Guys, I mean, seriously, who main evented at WrestleMania 32? A McMahon main evented. Two McMahons main evented at WrestleMania 32.
Yeah.
Who main event? Who's been in the main event of WrestleMania for the past 4 years? Their hand-picked guy has main evented at WrestleMania 4 years in a row. And then now, on top of that, now they don't have a hand-picked guy. They don't have their hand-picked guy is fighting a battle that I'm pretty sure that he's going to kick that fight's ass. But now they don't have a handpicked guy. So who's their handpicked guy? Themselves. So they are going to figure out a way to get into this card. But what pisses me off about this is the one time that I'm actually upset about it, because that before it was like a formula, you're used to the formula. What pisses me off about it now is that this is going to be the first time women main events WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
Why not give the women at least a pre-month spotlight to see how they can build this match? Mm. Write their promos, do their segments, stay out of it. See how Becky, Charlotte, and Ronda handles themselves in the ring instead of seeing Triple H and Stephanie every week. Seeing Vince now every week, basically carrying their segments.
So what you're saying is that they should be able to have faith in these girls to be able to do this and carry these the show to the road to WrestleMania.
Right, they're the main event. If like they're going to be your main event, you let them be the main event. You have 8 weeks before WrestleMania. Let them have the platform to see how they deliver before the go home, before the show. Now, Vince, Triple H, Stephanie, Shane, they're all, literally, you have four fucking McMahons that's not going to be in this match is taking over the segments. Mm. Your main event is being taken over by the bosses. Right. How does that work?
It's being foreshadowed.
Becky doesn't hold the mic. Ronda doesn't hold the mic. It's Triple H and Stephanie that does all the talking. Mm-hmm. When Becky and Ronda's promos, that Becky and Ronda promo was the hottest thing about their feud already. And now you taking it away and you're putting the mic in Triple H and Stephanie's hands. And then now you're passing the plateau to Vince. Like, give them the spotlight. We are here to watch them, not the McMahons.
Give them a chance. That's I feel you. But what about the fans that feel like the McMahons being involved gives them that main event platform, that it gives them a rub because it gives them the Becky Lynch comparisons to Austin. It gives them more validation because she's going up against the McMahons.
It's protocol. It's protocol. It's what fans are used to. Everybody's so used to it. Like, Becky Lynch can't go fight in Triple H, Stephanie, and Vince every year. She can't do that.
Yeah.
She's, I mean, at the end of the day, we still got to look at women and men. Like, Becky's not going to be able to kick their asses every week. Like, she can't physically do that. So it's just not going to look real. So it's not going to be believable. Put her in a believable situation where she can own Ronda, where she can own Charlotte, where she can own her match. She can own her own situation without having this big-ass 250-pound man cutting the promos. And you got this woman that is not even going to be involved in the match cutting the promos. And you got a 70-year-old man that she's not going to be able to touch handling the promos. It just doesn't work this time for me.
You know that McMahon's, like, need this to, like, boost up their ego, right?
It's WrestleMania season.
Right. It's an ego boost. Like, they need to feel like they're involved some kind of way, like, oh,
yeah, of course.
We did that. Don't worry, guys. Like,
Now they want to feel like they're the ones creating Becky Lynch.
No, she was there from, like, how long ago?
And there actually are fans that actually believe that. Like, you go online and they'll say, it sounds like the fans are more behind Becky because of the McMahons. There are people that are actually brainwashed and that believe that because of the McMahons.
Well, speak of the devil. Carissa Gutierrez says, I don't mind the McMahons. Because when they are involved, it automatically makes the angle feel more important.
Oh, Chris.
Play devil's advocate.
Thanks,
Chris. There's people that actually
believe that.
Right. No, to play devil's advocate, though, I will say, and I thought about this a lot, like, I do believe the McMahons in attendance will help the live shows. Mm. If you're there live, it's going to help that reaction live. It's going to give the crowd a bigger chance to react live. If you're watching it at home, it's really like you're watching the same shit over again. You're not going to pop to McMahon's. You're not going to pop to Triple H when you get... But when you're there live, and you don't get to go to these shows all the time, and you see Vince for the first time, you see Triple H for the first time, for a live show, it's going to help the crowd reaction.
Ratings.
The McMahons.
They want those ratings to go up.
Possibly.
But
they need that. They need those ratings to go up. So, like,
but the
they're doing this on purpose.
The
yes.
McMahons and Becky Lynch were all over Raw on Monday and Monday.
She was on two Raws, like, back to back.
Yeah, Becky Lynch was about in 8 different segments on Monday night. I felt like I saw Becky Lynch use the bathroom on Monday night. And Raw did under a 2. For one of the first times in recent memory. Since, like, 1998, 1997.
I'm fucking Baron Corbin.
Yeah. When you have 41 minutes of Baron Corbin in a matchup, yeah, that doesn't help anything. Let's hear it one more time from the Spotlight and the True Heels, and we're going to move on to a couple of more top news topics that we got.
Janelle Garcia says, shout out to Crystal Owens Lynch. I see you.
Hell yeah.
Shout outs to Janelle from
my
HR.
The man.
Job and Tears podcast.
Thanks,
so before we go into our other big topic, which was the AEW rally, two quick top news topics that I wanted to discuss real quick. One that was following up from one of the things that we talked about on a past True Hill Heat, the Revival. The Revival gave their notice for the WWE. We talked about this a couple on True Hill Heat 24 as well as True Hill Heat 25. And the Revival this past week on Monday Night Raw became
the
new Raw Tag Team Champions in a great match against Chad Gable and Bobby Roode. What do you guys think? Do you guys think that this is due to the hard work of the Revival? Or is this WWE showing some fear that the Revival was going to leave to go to AEW?
Both.
A little bit of both?
A little bit of both. I'm on the fence about it. But I think that they needed to keep them there because they are so good. But they weren't doing anything with them. So they was like, all right, fine. We're going to just leave. Like, when it's over, we just want to go. And he was like, no, like, please don't leave, don't leave, don't leave. So they had to say, Chad, Bobby, we need y'all to, like, drop these belts. Like, tonight. Sorry, guys. Like, this whole double rope shit y'all got going on, gotta stop. We're going to get to the Revival. And I thought the match was really, really good. I was really happy for the Revival. I was very, very excited that they finally... Cause they've been on. When did they come up?
2017. They came out the WrestleMania 33.
Day after WrestleMania.
So yeah, that's like two. That's two, almost 2 years.
2 years now.
So they've been there, like being sprinkled around, like it's like, you know, like bingo, and they spin in the wheel, and it's like, oh, who we gonna pick out today? Okay, the Revival. But you're gonna lose tonight, so you know.
Yep.
But I think they did really well. I was really excited for them. So.
Really liked the match. What about your top guy, JJ?
I've been waiting for this for 2 fucking years. The top guys.
Finally.
We go hard. All day, all night. I'm proud of the people who be ready to fight. Say yeah. Yeah. About fucking time. I don't care what it took. I don't care if it took a threat. I don't care if it took a fucking I'm leaving the company. I don't care what it took. They finally got recognized in a serious matter in a division that is ass.
Yes.
In the WWE Raw, it's so bad.
Ass is a really,
that's kind of a compliment.
You said it with an emphasis.
Yeah.
Like it's ass. Basura. That division is ass.
Basura.
Like, when you got made up tag teams like Roode and Gable, then you had the B team, then you had this garbage winning tag titles for the last 4 months. And you're just year after year, month after month, show after show, keep looking over what is literally the team that got the biggest pop on Raw after WrestleMania. Y'all just forgot about them. And they said, you know what? The same thing we talked about, like, the last True Hill Heat. When you show that fire, when you show that anger, and it's like, yo, you know what? If y'all not going to appreciate my talents, somebody else will. And then it's like, they were told, give them 3 months. They were told, give them 3 months. Give them 3 months. They were given 3 months. They said, you know what? They took the 3 months, and they rolled with it. They had some shitty back and forth booking. But damn, on Raw, with the match of the night in the main event, it was like, all right, you know what? Sometimes when you bitch about yourselves, sometimes they'll listen, and then they give you the spotlight, and then they fucking deliver it.
Exactly. It came through. It was a nice moment for the Revival. I'm happy for the Revival. I've been a fan of Revival since NXT, so I'm very happy to see this, even if it happened because they made a threat. To you guys, spotlight True Hills.
Two things. From the admin, can we get Top Guy doing the Revival theme one more time?
Oh, my man, absolutely. Couldn't wait for that. I was so hyped when these motherfuckers won that shit. I can't even lie. We go hard all day, all night. All my crowds of the people who be ready to fight. We say, yeah. About time, man. It's about time, yo.
We take requests on True Hill Heat, though. Yeah.
And damn right.
The second thing, breaking news from Romeo. I don't know how true this is, but Royal Rumble 2020 has been announced to be at Houston Astros Baseball Stadium.
Oh, okay. So they're keeping the theme with the baseball stadiums. Houston Houston Astros Stadium. That's not bad for. I think they have they done something in Houston
not
before?
Not in the Astros.
No?
Not in the Houston Astros Stadium. No, this will be the first time.
Okay. I thought they wanted to
keep.
They
want to keep how WrestleMania is in like stadiums. They want.
Yeah. They've been in the they've been in their
the,
They've been in their football stadium before.
Okay.
They've been in their football stadium before, but in the Astrodome, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so. I think this is the first.
That's pretty cool.
And
pretty
you know what? That's a good choice actually, because the crowd was electric in Arizona. So, that was one of the best Rumble crowds I can recall. Like, that crowd was on fire.
Shouts out for Romeo because he reports the news.
Yeah, that crowd was on fire. Yeah, that crowd was on fire. Shout out.
That was one of one of the best, like, Royal Rumbles in a minute, I want to say.
The Royal Rumble matches to me, the men's was shit. The men's was shit, but
the
that crowd was lit.
The women continue to deliver
every time. The crowd was lit. Yeah.
I say visually, this past Royal Rumble was very, it looked very good because of the whole like stadium feel and everything. I feel last year in 2018 when we went to Philly, that was a better show, but this visually looked better, definitely. Well, from start to finish, for sure. Our other big, little bit of new top news that I got to go through, I'm going to say it through my teeth because I hate talking about this. The Undertaker. So a couple of weeks ago, The Undertaker took off all the WWE affiliations off his social media.
Yo, can we get the lights working?
People questioned why it was. Mm-hmm. Then I think a week and a half ago, the news came out that The Undertaker was taking outside bookings outside of the WWE. For $25,000, I think, per hour for an appearance, for a booking. That selfish son of a bitch. He's always about his money. That's why he won't retire. But the big news, yesterday, The Undertaker came out with a tweet early in the morning, said that he was going out for an important meeting. Later on in the day, that important meeting, we came out to the solution to what came out of that important meeting. The Undertaker will be appearing in Las Vegas, Nevada during Memorial Day weekend at StarCast. He will be appearing during Double or Nothing weekend at StarCast. So you can meet The Undertaker at StarCast. The first big major non-WWE appearance for the Dead Man. What do you guys think about this news? It's not as though, so people are clear, it's not saying that The Undertaker is going to be appearing at Double or Nothing. It's not to say that The Undertaker is going to be with All Elite Wrestling and AEW. StarCast is not even an AEW event. It's just in correlation with the Double or Nothing event, StarCast is taking place. StarCast is not affiliated with AEW. It's ran and controlled by Conrad Thompson of Something Else to Wrestle With. So he actually probably paid the booking for The Undertaker personally himself. So not Cody, not the Young Bucks. That's nothing to do with AEW. But what do you think? This is big news. The Undertaker appearing at StarCast. What do you guys think?
I thought it was fake to start off with. I really thought it was fake. I thought it was fake news.
Fake news?
Yeah, I thought it was fake news. I thought this was like Jay News talking some shit. I thought it was Jay News talking. But this, from a wrestling fan wise, this is huge. This is huge. The fact, because it's been rare that The Undertaker made appearances in WWE meet and greets. Mm. So I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be full blown honest. If we get the chance and the opportunity to go out to Vegas, he is the guy that I'm going to meet. Like, you don't get to be a fan for 30 years and not see him at least once in your life. Like, he is, like, bucket list meat. Like, I know that line is going to be, that shit is going to be Kenny Omega long. Mm. But that's huge. Like, that Undertaker meet and greet is going to be one of the longest waits you ever do for a meet and greet in your life. It's huge.
What you think, Chrissy Love?
I think it's really big. That's supposed to be a big ass weekend, and why not put myself there? I don't have any ties where I'm supposed to be anywhere, so why wouldn't he be at that location for that weekend? He probably, like you said, he's not scheduled to be at the show, but he's just said, I'm just gonna go that weekend. I'm just gonna be in Vegas. Why the hell not? So I think it's really cool. I think it's big for him to even do that, to be in it. Like he said, that's bucket list status. Like, you want to meet the Undertaker, you better go that weekend. Because yeah. You better stand on that line.
What do you guys think?
Two comments. Chris Gutierrez says, Taker to AEW is confirmed. Alzheimer's Elite Wrestling.
Alzheimer's Elite.
Good one, Chris.
That was a good one.
AEW.
And Romeo says, what is the Gravedigger doing here at Double or Nothing?
The Gravedigger. Absolutely.
Hey, everyone is going to go see that Gravedigger. I mean...
And so you guys know, I think Romeo came up with the idea. If you guys want to start a GoFundMe for me to meet the Undertaker, he's probably going to start it online in a couple of weeks. So look out for that.
Listen, if a GoFundMe gets started, you better fucking go. And you better post that bitch. Because anyway, if you don't post that shit, everybody going to ask for their fucking refund.
Our final bit of
niggas will pull
news.
Up their bank account receipts and be like, I put $6 in this. You need to Venmo me that shit ASAP.
Cash out.
Final bit of news is All Elite Wrestling related as well. The All Elite Wrestling rally happened last week. It was their ticket announcement party. Major signings all around. The signing of Sunny Kiss as well as Nyla Rose. The Best Friends. They had announcement for matches for Double or Nothing. We're going to see Dr. Britt Baker versus Nyla Rose versus Kylie Rae. We're going to see the Lucha Bros versus the Young Bucks. We had a little angle where Lucha Bros took out the Young Bucks. And, of course, the ending, it was Kenny Omega, who revealed himself as not only the newest signee for All Elite Wrestling, but also the executive vice president. He had a showdown with Chris Jericho, the other major signing for All Elite Wrestling, and it was made official on Being the Elite this past week. It's going to be Alpha versus Omega Part 2 at Double or Nothing, Chris Jericho versus Kenny Omega. What did you guys think about everything that came out of All Elite Wrestling ticket announcement party, as well as the major news that their tickets have sold out in 4 minutes? 14,000
It's gonna be
alright.
It's gonna be
alright. Or 12,000 were depending on the production setup. 12,000 seats in under 4 minutes. The 29 minutes for the pre-sale, 4 minutes for the general public sale. What did you guys think about everything from All Elite Wrestling this past week?
Take it, Christy Love.
Let's hear from you, Chrissy. Like, a little bit down about it.
I see. I'm sorry, guys. I apologize that
you assholes. You fucking scalping pieces of shit!
Like, did you have like 4 computers and say, okay, take these tickets, take that one, take that one. Now we're gonna put them all on StubHub and all the other ones and sell them for like double of what they were going for. Is that what happened, guys?
See them StubHub prices? It's depressing.
Sorry.
Hey,
some people still got their tickets, though.
Some people were very lucky, yes.
Yeah,
some people were very lucky. Shouts out to Josh Marrero. He got tickets for,
I know Roger
for
got
Double
some.
Or Nothing. Shouts out to Jay Kwan. He got tickets for Double or Nothing. So a lot of the people that we know got tickets for Double or Nothing. It's going to be a major event. Over 9 different countries going to be represented from the people that bought tickets for this event. It's going to be a huge event at the MGM Grand Garden Arena. This is the first time it's going to have a wrestling event in over 20 years.
Wow, so that's big. That is...
It's going to be a huge
Cody
event.
Is going hard to go home.
Yes.
He is putting all of it on the line. Put everything on black when you go out there, though, guys. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Bet on black.
Cody's going to be in a match. He's versus a mystery opponent. There's going to be Pac versus Hangman Page. Mm-hmm. You got SCU is going to be
SCU!
SEMA and 2 representatives SCU! From OWE. There's going to be so much matches that's soon to be announced as well. So the card is planning out, but it's already a sellout. So the only way to see it is either go on those secondary markets and get a ticket that way,
or
to watch it on pay-per-view or on the Fight TV app. So I don't know about you guys, but no matter what, I'm going to see this event. I got to see this event. This is going to be one of the most anticipated wrestling events of the whole entire year. Are you guys going to watch?
Yes.
Are you going to watch?
I mean, I'm trying to be there. I'm trying to be there, you scalping fucks. You fucking scalping fucks that got like 19 browsers open from 10 illegal computers. Mm. You pieces of shit. Not even going to attend the fucking event and buys like fucking 30 tickets per fucking browser and want to sell them shit for like $800 per seat. You piece of shit. Go fuck yourself.
Let's take him away from that.
Tell him why you're really mad.
What did you guys think about the new signees to All Elite Wrestling? Sunny Kiss, Nyla Rose, The Best Friends. What did you guys think? Kylie Rae,
yeah.
It was a great rally. It was a great rally, actually. It was a much more action-packed rally than the Jacksonville one.
Yeah.
So I think they kind of knew that going into the next rally. This one had to have a little drama involved in it because a bunch of people just coming up and talking. It would have just been repetitive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the first, you know, obviously they started off with MJF, you know, talking his shit as usual. Then they started with the Hangman Page and Pac, making that match official, which was awesome. And then they got the women that's coming through to AEW. I hope that division gets a little bit bigger. I hope they start to at least get one big signee from it. One big one.
I like the additions from Stardom. Aja Khan, who's a legend in women's wrestling, who's gone against people like Medusa, as well as like all the legends from Japan, like Mako Satomura. I think it's Mayu Atawana is another big star from Stardom who's like a rising star over there. So I like those little additions.
I think the biggest women signing that they got for so far is Sunny Kiss.
I'm done with you.
You know what?
I think that's the you're not accepting.
Right.
I'm fucking style. Around. I'm fucking with y'all. I do like the Kylie Rae one. I do.
You're insensitive.
Listen, I swear to God, you throw one more motherfucking thing at me.
It hit me.
I'm sending a Peruvian pimp at your ass coming from underneath your fucking windows while you're sleeping snatch your ugly ass ball.
Wow. Okay. Sheesh. Yeah. Ooh. What he said, I guess.
Stop throwing shit.
Let's hear from the spotlight in the True Hills.
Sheesh. True Heel Maurice didn't even get a chance to get in queue. Now he has to get raped on StubHub and
you know what I'm saying?
If he wants to go.
You know what I'm saying? You fucking scalping fucks. I feel you, Maurice.
Anyone else?
And lots of comments from a blocked user, but I can't see them.
Let's hear from the blocked user.
The Peruvian pit.
It's blocked. I can't see it.
Just blocked? Okay.
Unknown sender.
So basically he's saying... So the producer is not going to read my questions, I see. I act like I don't have a live feed right here.
Oh, okay. It's blocked.
I have a live feed right here. The questions are right here. And you're not going to read any of them.
It's all illegal here. I can't see
it's
a foreign object.
It's making you a legal pussy.
Wow. Okay.
Sheesh.
Whoa.
We got to segue from our top news. And we got to talk about what we missed. And the big news of what we missed is, of course, New Japan Pro Wrestling New Beginning was this past Monday. And we had a shocking, shocking ending. It was for the IWGP Heavyweight Championship. Hiroshi Tanahashi in his first title defense since defeating Kenny Omega at Wrestle Kingdom 13. He was defeated. By the Switchblade.
Switchblade?
Jay White. Oh my God. Jay White became the new IWGP Heavyweight Champion, the 68th IWGP Heavyweight Champion, and only the sixth man since 2012 to win the IWGP Heavyweight Championship, joining Tanahashi, joining Okazuka Okada, Tetsuya Naito, AJ Styles, Kenny Omega, and now Jay White.
Were you surprised?
I was very, very surprised. It does fit in line with Gato's booking. Mm-hmm. Gato followed this booking. He did it even faster with Okada back in 2012. Okada came back from his surgeon at Wrestle Kingdom, and then the next month he beat Tanahashi, just like Jay White did, at New Beginning, and became the IWGP champion for the first time. He did it even faster than Jay White, but I just didn't expect it because of the Madison Square Garden show in April. I didn't think Jay Wyatt was a big enough star to be the IWGP champion to be going into that match in Madison Square Garden as the main event.
As the main event.
And they made it official that is going to be one of the main events for G1 Supercard, that Jay Wyatt will defend that title against the winner of the New Japan Cup. So I'm still on the fence, but I will say him winning the title has made New Japan a hot topic in wrestling. So
made people want to talk about it.
Exactly. We are talking about it right here on True Hill Heat. I don't know what's your basically like connection with New Japan. Do you watch it? Do you not?
No, I am. I just watch highlights on YouTube. But
okay, okay.
It makes me want to one go to the show in April.
Oh, absolutely.
I love the honesty. Instead of you fans sitting there, oh, I watch it all the time, but I have no idea who Evil and Sonata is. I watch it all the time. I'm going to make sure I stay up at 3 a.m. I have no idea who fought the night before. I appreciate the honesty.
And Kenny Omega's overrated because he won't go to WWE.
As a wrestling fan, it makes me want to engage and go to the show. Yes. Yeah, yes.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what did you think about Switchblade winning the IWGP Heavyweight Championship?
Clearly shocked. I mean, none of us picked the Switchblade.
I was about to say, it seemed like he was the underdog.
We thought it was sweet.
He definitely was.
Two things played a factor into this. It's one, we thought it was just too soon for Switchblade, just because we knew that he was going to get the push. But literally, Kenny Omega just left. And Tanahashi just won the title. He just won it at Wrestle Kingdom 13. But, you know, it's funny is that we say it as we're answering our own question. I think I said it on one of the, I think True Heel 24, that this was his lifetime achievement championship.
Yeah.
This was his lifetime achievement one. So it's like, you know, the way that it was like with Natalya when she won the women's championship, it wasn't going to last long. It wasn't going to last long. I just didn't think that it was going to be that short.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to at least, he was going to get at least get one solid defense out of it. At least go into G1 Supercard, be New Japan's representative from it, because that's their biggest player right now besides the Rainmaker. So I thought it made sense for Tanahashi to go in there as champion, because we thought it would have been Tanahashi versus the Rainmaker.
Okay.
That would have made the most sense to us, but obviously Gato thinks otherwise.
I mean, Gato, so what has come out of the news out of this is that Uncle Dave has said that basically, he said this a few weeks ago, but nobody really listened to him because they're always like, oh, Uncle Dave don't know what he's talking about, but now it makes perfect sense that Gato's whole plan was never to take the title off of Kenny Omega. He wanted the title to stay on Omega, and that the plan for the G1 Supercard was going to be Omega and Okada for the first time in the United States. But because Kenny Omega was going through his option, exploring his options with WWE and New Japan, Gato decided to tell the whole story with Tanahashi, have Tanahashi win at Wrestle Kingdom, and to change the booking for taking Omega out and putting Jay Wyatt in his place. So Jay Wyatt is basically taking the place of Kenny Omega, and that it seems that we're going to get Okada versus Jay Wyatt at G1 Supercard, and probably Okada will win the New Japan Cup that's coming up here in March. So it's a lot to get through. It's a lot to take in. I will say that if you haven't watched that match, Miss Chrissy Love, watch Jay Wyatt versus Tanahashi.
It's a good match.
To get yourself introduced to Jay Wyatt. He plays a great heel role in that whole match. Just being a complete dick the whole time. He's just a real dick. He's one of the best heels in professional wrestling.
So SP, I have a question for you then. We anticipated this hot run of Kenny Omega because we knew that he was putting on these 5-star matches. He was the greatest wrestler in the company. Not necessarily for his promos, but his in-ring work was superb. Great matches. This Jay White thing, I love his character. It feels a little opposite, that is more they're basing it off his character than his in-ring work. Do you see the resemblance as to how they're basically pushing Jay White on us instead of basically we're craving for Kenny Omega?
I feel like with Jay Wyatt, it's this is going to help New Japan more in their U.S. expansion with pushing Jay Wyatt to the forefront because of the fact that you said you're absolutely right. Jay Wyatt is not about the 5-star matches and the having great matches to get the attention. He's all about telling the story and doing the great character work, telling the great story in the match with his character and with his mic work outside the ring. So he is bringing more of the Western style. That's all the Western and what us U.S. fans are more accustomed to. Mm-hmm. We're more accustomed to someone who tells a good story, who's a good character, who we gravitate to the character that way. Some people find Jay Wyatt boring. I don't. I feel like Jay Wyatt, he plays a very sleazy scumbag.
But why do you keep calling him Wyatt?
Because that's how they say it. Jay White. Jay White.
His name is Jay White.
Yes.
Switchblade Jay White.
But every time I hear a New Japan announcer say, it's Jay White.
Didn't Japan announcer bouncers. What the fuck? Because
I have to say it like them. I'm used to it. So the other what? Let's hear from the Spotlight and the True Heels real quick.
Chris Gutierrez says, hashtag thank you Switchblade and hashtag give me the points.
Give me those points, right? Right, Chris?
He's talking about fantasy.
He wants his points.
Oh, he's in the other one.
Yeah,
he's in the one that don't matter.
The inaugural
Badman talk.
The other big news that came out of New Beginning is Kota Ibushi. Kota Ibushi announced himself to be in the New Japan Cup, and that he also announced that he signed a 2-year deal with New Japan Pro Wrestling. So, Kota Ibushi is
No more.
What?
No more.
Yeah, yeah.
So sad. Yeah.
The Golden Lovers is no more.
So sad.
Kenny Omega is with AEW. He signed a 4-year deal apparently with AEW. Kota Ibushi is with New Japan, but we do have solace that Kenny Omega has said that in his contract with AEW, he has left it open that he can have matches with New Japan if New Japan wants him to. Oh. So, the Golden Lovers, we have hope.
Get them coins. That's what you want to get them coins.
Do you guys see Kota Ibushi possibly winning the New Japan Cup this year? Do you see him beating Jay White to become to go on to verse Jay White at the G1 Supercard? Top guy JJ.
Kenny? I'm just sad by that, man.
I know it's sad.
But that's not what he asked you.
No more Golden Lovers. He always does this. This is what happens after he gets this far in this
country. No. This is not the trick this time. I'm gonna tell you. You know what I thought was gonna actually happen? I thought you was gonna ask Chrissy Love the question first, because I was dead looking for the Wiz Khalifa "I'll See You Again" song, because it's depressing. I'm sad that the goal out.
Fast Furious song?
Why do we want to make our fans? Why do we want to make our viewers?
It was a quick, like, 15 second snippet.
No, we don't want to make our viewers.
I'm not gonna lie to you, because I don't lie to you. I totally missed your question.
I figured you did. That's why I directed it at you.
I totally missed your question. So why would you direct your question to me on live TV, knowing I missed it? What you thought I was going to give you a fake answer?
I'll pose it again.
What you thought I was going to give you a fake answer?
Thank you, Chrissy. Thank you, Chrissy, for being here.
You thought I was
going
to give him a fake answer?
And witnessing what I go through.
You thought I was going to give him a fake answer?
For now 26 True Hill Heats, this is what I go through. Thank you for witnessing it. Oh, do you think Kota Ibushi will win the New Japan Cup this year?
Hell no! Hell no! He's going to have a really good match in it, but hell no, he ain't winning a cup. The fuck out of here, he ain't winning that shit. There's only one man fit to win the cup this year.
Which is?
One man, and that's the Rainmaker. He's the only person that has the logical sense to represent New Japan as their challenger for the G1 Supercard Championship match. He's the only man that makes sense. If anybody else wins that shit, I'm gonna be mad that I'm going to G1.
Don't be mad.
Anyone else but Okada, I'm gonna be mad. Like, first of all, we know Tanahashi ain't gonna win the shit.
He's not gonna get a rematch that quick,
though. The fact, you know how New Japan works, he's not gonna win the shit. You think I'm gonna be happy with a IWGP World Heavyweight Championship match? Jay White versus Kota Ibushi?
Absolutely.
No.
Ibushi would win.
Not That's for their biggest United States show ever. No.
Let's hear from the Spotlight and the True Hills about New Beginning before we move on. Anything? No? All right. So the last thing we got to talk about. Because
these motherfuckers don't know about New Japan.
Well, you don't know about it either. I know enough, motherfucker. Ishimori had a good match against Taguchi.
Wow.
You don't know shit about the main companies, nigga.
About WWE? I know more than you.
How? Huh? Because you think you know? Because you read Google?
Boys, let's go. Come on,
you read Google?
Because I do.
No, because you think you do.
No, because I do.
Because you want to act in the mind of reading on Google and checking your little messages. I act in the mind of a fan. I act like somebody that actually still cares about the business, other than somebody that wants to sit here and wants to reel and read shit and think he's and the realist.
This Mark. Anything from the Spotlight and the True Hill.
Yes, True Hill Maurice says, Jay White is another Jinder Mahal scenario.
Woo!
Purely a coolest move. I think if G1 Supercard wasn't happening so
Jinder
soon,
Mahal was never a.
I don't think the winning happens.
Wow.
First of all, Jinder Mahal was never, ever a good move.
Yeah, like.
That was the worst.
No.
And I don't care who says what, you're wrong. That shit was horrible. His run sucked. His garbage. Basura. Next.
Wait. Don't hit the Jinder.
Basura.
Don't hinder gender.
That was
basura.
Trash.
Don't hinder gender, basura. You bastard.
That was trash.
Jinder Mahal was the WWE trash. Champion, the 50th WWE
trash.
Champion.
Why?
For almost 200 days.
Why?
Because he was the man to help expand the WWE universe into the great nation of India. He represented 1.3 billion people.
That's why I drink my drink.
And that's why he's a jobber again. Oh my God. Ridiculous.
You can never take that away from him.
That was a ridiculous comparison.
You can never take that away from him.
That was a ridiculous comparison.
See, if there was something over my head, I have like the roll eyes emoji, like whatever, like let's move on.
Ridiculous.
Like this shit.
So our last bit of that we missed.
Crap.
that
Basuda.
Since True Hill Heat 25 was MLW
I feel
Super
I feel a wave of hate.
Ooh, hate, never, ever.
Jinder, trash.
Please, go ahead.
You want to hear Chris Gutierrez says the Mahakaka.
Yes. Ooh, thank you, yes. Chris. Thank you.
Yes,
wait,
anybody else?
Mahakaka?
Mahakaka.
Like, but, yo.
Tell it how it is.
Yo, you know what? This is the Mahakaka is making more money than you.
That's not, that's
what
a relevant.
What does that do with anything?
The Mahakaka has won more WWE championships than all of us combined.
What?
What does that have to do with anything?
Because
we're
he is the 50th WWE champion, and you better acknowledge it. Anybody that knows WWE champions will
he only
remember
did that so he gets
who
some,
50 is.
He only did that so he get those ratings and that money for that other deal that he do in that other country that he shouldn't even went to
oh,
that for that.
Deal for that
yeah.
other country?
No.
It sounds like some hate.
It's not hate. It's not
hate.
It's facts. True facts.
Blocked user says, Jinder is worse than Little Johnny.
Hmm. Yeah, I agree.
And Maurice follows up with, he didn't say it was a good move, just a business move.
Oh, shit.
But it's not even remotely close to Jinder Mahal. The JY is a move that's been planned for, what, 15, 16 months? Like, he came in, he was in the big match at Wrestle Kingdom 12 against Tanahashi for the Intercontinental Championship. Then he went on a month later and beat Kenny Omega for the U.S. Championship. He beat Tanahashi and Okada in the G1. Like, he was built up very good to get to this spot. He beat Okada again at Wrestle Kingdom 13 before he beat Tanahashi at New Beginning. So, to compare him to Jinder Mahal, who 1 week was jobbing out to Finn Balor in 2 minutes, the next week was defeating Sami Zayn, then he defeated AJ Styles, then he defeated Randy Orton in a matter of weeks after he was a jobber for months after that. That's not the same thing. And the business move of it being Jay Wyatt because he's a gaijin being, you know, the champion. No, it has everything to do with he's not Kenny Omega and they need a replacement for Kenny. That's all it has to do with. Yes,
I'd rather watch Baron Corbin than watch
I want to say thank you.
Jinder Mahal.
Because of you, you have been the reason that Jinder Mahal has made True Hill Heat 26 for 5 minutes. God. I appreciate you, my brother. And if you want to, producer, can you read a certain Chris's comments? Because I felt that one.
Chris Gutierrez, JJ's first shot at Legends is on me now.
Hell yeah! My man!
Well, I hope JJ teaches you a valuable lesson. Do not drink in podcasts.
No, this is what keeps it alive. You know what I mean?
Super fight. Just we're going to touch on that before we go into our predictions for the Elimination Chamber. Tom Lawler, Filthy Tom Lawler, defeated Low Ki for the MLW Heavyweight Championship. And the Hart Foundation, Teddy Hart and Davey Boy Smith Jr. defeated the Lucha Bros for the MLW Tag Team Championships. Of course, this is after following True Hill Heat 25, where we talked about the Lucha Bros, saying that they're going to sign with AEW, working with AEW. Of course, the Lucha Bros versus the Young Bucks at Double or Nothing. So, what do you think? You guys think about the Lucha Bros, you know, seems like they're finishing up with MLW. Do you see them working more with AEW and working less with MLW now?
Have access to my memory here.
See? There you go again. I'm responding to fans, and then you're going to ask me a question.
Well, he was asked for his, in his defense.
Even my producer knows that I was responding to fans because he sees the reply. The producer saw the response, and I'm responding to the people on the podcast. But then you want to go and ask me a question.
He was asking both of us.
Yes.
But why wouldn't you answer the question first?
Because I didn't watch. I don't watch that. I'm sorry.
See, more honesty is hitting your ass.
See, exactly. So
at least you know I watch it. So I can
passing it to you now.
So I don't need you to answer for the both of us. Right, so I don't look. So I look crazy on the show that y'all asked me to be on.
I got you, love. I got you, love. I got you, love.
So now my friend right here, ask him the question. Oh,
talk to me. What was the question?
Now I'm going to ask my friend over here to ask you the question. Yet again.
You forgot the question and you don't
want. But I didn't even know the answer to it.
Forget the question and she's dead. She forgot the question and she's dead listening to him.
See, someone was paying attention to me.
Exactly. I was paying attention. Unlike this.
This heat in here right
do
now?
Do you see how many likes my
it's crazy.
Do you see how many likes my little comment got?
No, I'm I can't see
to
you.
I'm talking to the people.
We can't show see. Him. Show
I'm
it
talking to
us.
Top
guy, blocked user wants to know what's your favorite drink?
Patron!
You know you could reply to the comments by actually speaking to them because they're watching.
I did. I just talked to you.
So why are you making comments on your phone?
Because
it makes no sense.
Yo, can you
they
ask
hear
me,
you.
Can
you
ask
you.
Me the
you
actual? Can you ask me the actual question? You fucking moron. So why don't you actually ask me the question again?
We're gonna move on to the predictions.
Do we have any more comments?
Chambers.
It's called double tasking. I was interacting and then answering their questions.
What are there any more comments that's saying over there?
Block user, he's got you, baby. You're a star.
You're a star.
You know what I mean?
Yes, yes. Block user has become now.
You know what I mean?
Now he's a manager.
You know what I mean?
He's like.
Don't become Block. What's your name, sir?
He's Bruno AB.
Bruno AB, the Peruvian pimp.
Got
he's
it.
He's only blocked in Johnny's.
He's only blocked in Baby Seth's mind.
We don't repeat his name in my studio.
His name. He
we're
going to
talk
you
about
heat.
Elimination Chamber this Sunday. Elimination Chamber pay-per-view.
Yes.
It's one of the two pay-per-views before we go to WrestleMania. We are on the road to WrestleMania 35 and a couple of big matches. A couple of
matches. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like this one to start off. Baron Corbin will go one-on-one with Braun Strowman. This is a rematch from TLC, a rematch from many of Raw's in the last couple of weeks. Who you
should
got
that
in
should
this
be
one?
In a pre-show. I don't get really care. Like, next. Sorry. I'll be at the bar at Legends. Thanks.
That's the bathroom break, ladies and gentlemen. Baron Corbin versus Braun Strowman.
I'll be ordering some food probably or getting some drinks with the round of guys or whatever like that. Someone will get it for me. Thanks, guys.
We'll get you a shot.
Great.
Absolutely. Top guy JJ, Baron Corbin versus Braun Strowman. Who you got?
Why the fuck are you asking me this question?
He's got
Braun I'm going to say Braun Strowman. Yeah.
Why are you asking me this question?
He's definitely out there.
Yo, I hope that Braun Strowman hits him with like 8 power slams and he's written off TV for the next 5 months.
First of all, this match...
Why is this even happening?
Right, exactly.
Why is the general manager of Friday still getting matches?
Friday.
Why?
That still fits.
Like, yo, listen, man. Your bonus,
Friday's best?
Your barbecue boneless ribs is not that good, man.
Still
you need
a tight
to you need
fit.
To get back in the kitchen, man. Like, what the fuck is this? Why is he still wrestling?
He's on contract.
Yeah, I think.
You know who else was on a contract? Neville, and he ain't wrestled for a year.
Well, Neville was actually good.
Yeah, I know. Baron Corbin ain't shit, and he gets matches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been on the show a lot. Too long.
He gets like 2 segments a week.
Well, you know, but I heard this one. Well, I got Braun Strowman is trash, even though he's trash.
So we all 3 say Braun Strowman.
Because Corbin is worse.
Yes, because Baron Corbin is worse than trash.
We could really give 2 shits about this match, but we have to pick somebody, so therefore we all pick Baron Corbin. Next.
That's what predictions is all about, taking your bias away from it. So let's go with the WWE Cruiserweight Championship. Of course, this match is going to be on the kickoff show, even though it shouldn't be, because it's definitely going to be better than Strowman versus Corbin. We got Buddy Murphy defending the Cruiserweight Championship against Akira Tozawa. Who you got in this one, Chrissy Love?
I don't see Buddy losing yet. Maybe at WrestleMania I see him losing, but I don't see him losing yet now. So.
I agree with you. I got Buddy Murphy in this one taking the victory.
Wait, who has Buddy Murphy in the draft?
In our league, Dre. I think Dre has Buddy Murphy.
Well, Dre, you about to get some points, boo.
Get some points on the kickoff show. What you got, JJ?
It's going to be a good match, and I'm tired of seeing the Cruiserweight Championship get no respect. Like, it's like getting no love. Like, at least give it the opening match. Like, give it the opening
match. Like, let it
give
start it, off the
let
show?
Let it be on the card. It's a fucking title, for crying out loud. And hey, Buddy Murphy is going to put on a better match than 90% of the roster that's going to be fighting that night. So give Buddy the spotlight. Buddy's
sad to say, but
winning.
True. Yes, very
Tozawa true. Was going to put on a pretty good match, but Buddy Murphy is definitely going into Mania 35 as the Cruiserweight Champion.
Yes.
I see that as well. So what we got next is the Intercontinental Championship.
So whoever picked up Tozawa ain't getting no points, bro.
Hey, maybe you'll have the best match. You never know.
Oh, that's what you have? Okay.
Intercontinental Championship is on the line. We got Bobby Lashley defending. He's going to be teaming up with his hype man, Lio Rush, to verse Finn Balor.
Maybe I missed a segment on Raw or whatever, but when did this become a handicap match?
It became a handicap match. They announced it on Twitter, and then they reiterated it on Raw on Monday. But
After he faced Leo.
Yes. It's after he faced Leo, I think, 2 weeks ago. This past week, they had that six-man. So, this is because Lio Rush has been getting involved in the matches between Bobby Lashley and Finn Balor. So, who you got in this one? Do you see Balor becoming the new Intercontinental Champion?
So, question. If Lio Rush wins, he's the champion.
No, if Lio Rush wins,
he
Bobby
represents
Lashley
Bobby Lashley.
So, okay, so it's two against one.
It's literally
one.
A handicap
yeah.
match, not a triple threat.
Got
threat.
It, okay. Mm-hmm. See, I don't understand why they keep doing this to Finn Balor. Like, this shit right here has got to fucking stop. Right the fuck now. This man, he's going to have to probably say, you know what, kiss my ass, I need to go. Because you motherfuckers do not appreciate this man, okay? I don't get why he is not main eventing things. I don't understand why he should have been Intercontinental Champions a long time ago. Now you want to give it to him. No, he should be in the main event for the main title. I don't understand why we are in this same boat that is slowly sinking for this man. Sorry, have to say it, but I hope he wins. Will he win? I don't know. But I hope he does win because he needs a belt. He should have had a belt a long time ago. He has not had a title run, and it's so sad because they do not appreciate the wrestlers that they have. But if he has to say, kiss my ass and I have to go, then I have to go. And I'm going to follow him. Next.
Well, there you go. That was passion right there. I love it.
I'm not going to have a better follow-up than that. But the most unfortunate story that I've been watching for the past month is, I think, going to come to fruition. I don't see Finn Balor winning this match. Unfortunately, Bobby is going to keep this whack-ass title run going. He's going to go into Mania because he's a big body, big name. He's going to have a pretty big profile match.
What's that, Vince? I like the big man.
Finn Balor is going to end up in 205 Live.
Wait, that's so disrespectful.
Damn. When
I say I hate even the thought of this, I think it's actually going to happen because the match that he and Buddy Murphy would have at WrestleMania would be amazing.
It would be on the kickoff.
That would be the best platform match that Finn Balor would have. But I see the route that this is going. It's so fucking unfortunate. I hope I'm right. Again, this is one of those picks. I've made numerous picks that I hope I'm wrong about. I hope this is another one. I hope that I'm wrong. But I see Finn Balor losing to Lashley via getting screwed over by Lio Rush.
Lio, yes.
Him tired of the Raw roster. He's going to 205 Live, challenge Buddy Murphy for the Cruiserweight Championship at WrestleMania 35.
And he's Cruiserweight Champion.
We'll see.
So.
You, sir?
Dolph Ziggler got himself a Royal Rumble spot. Revival got themselves Raw Tag Team titles. Andrade got himself some matches with Rey Mysterio. Finn Balor, you got yourself an Intercontinental title. He's winning on Sunday. Everyone who's asked for release Except for Dean Ambrose, who said, I had enough of this shit.
But right.
Has gotten something.
I think he's going to... I think his reward is in the form of the Cruiserweight Championship.
So, no. I think Finn Balor wins the Intercontinental Championship on Sunday. On Sunday.
And he will get points.
Absolutely. That's why I want that, too.
It's I mean, you're picking Finn Balor because he's on your fantasy team. That's great. But you already know the realistic factor that Finn Balor is not winning this match.
Nah, he can win this match.
You became a Finn Balor fan because you drafted him.
All the people. That's
wait. So, wait.
He's the advocate to Finn Balor now.
Did I not make my point clear? Did I not name all the other people that we've talked about with trying to leave for AEW? AJ Styles.
That was his sales pitch.
He's going to get
that was
his
sales
his
pitch.
Contract that
he gave you his sales pitch. He gave you his sales pitch.
Finn Balor's going to win the Intercontinental Championship.
He don't even believe that shit.
Yeah.
He don't even believe that shit.
I do.
He don't even believe that.
If he
gets it, but
if he does win,
yeah, time to wake up, nigga.
If he does,
it's time to wake up. It's time to wake up, nigga. It's time. That's what that is. Oh, time for you to wake up. Nigga.
If Finn Balor does win, I will buy this man a shot.
Thank you.
At Legends.
I'm gonna get ready for my shot at Legends.
You know what?
If not,
you know what?
If he loses, then
you
buy us something.
If that man buys,
I got you a shot.
No,
okay.
I'm getting in on that too.
No,
this is True Hill Heat.
SmackDown.
No. How dare you, you son of a bitch? No. How dare you? You have an alcohol bet and not involve me in it.
The best tag team in the world.
If Finn Balor wins, you will get two shots. We're going to get you fucked up.
Wait, stop. Okay, first of all, we did not even talk about this. I'm so sorry.
The Miz and Shane McMahon.
It's okay.
The best tag
it's okay.
team in
alcohol
the world.
Leads the way.
McMiz
alcohol
will defend the SmackDown Tag Team Championship against the Usos.
Wait.
Or as I like to call them, the D.U. Uso.
Oh, okay. There we go. I like that. Okay.
So wrong. They trying to live up to their name, the Uso Penitentiary.
They definitely went to the Uso Penitentiary this past
week. See, this is what I don't understand about people that get arrested, right? I don't know. I've never been to jail. I can't go to jail. I'm too pretty for that. Sorry.
It's the Uso Penitentiary.
So my man, right, Jimmy. It's Jimmy, right? Jimmy's the one that got...
Last year, it was Jay.
So y'all about to make me...
And it was on, like, January 16th.
Yo, it was the same
year. Like, literally 2 weeks apart. Y'all got arrested.
From a pay-per-view. How about that? So, my friend Jimmy.
Guess who's about to get some points this week? I got the cold besties.
I can't even think of my damn point now.
This guy.
I got the cold besties.
You definitely get those points because the Usos are not winning. I'm sorry.
Hell no, not with a felon.
Nope.
And mind you, like he just said, your brother got arrested last year. Like you guys I don't understand this. Like y'all twins and no one was there to drive y'all. I don't understand this.
Naomi was there.
But she was probably the reason that they got pulled over. She was probably driving. And
she's amazing. She's amazing.
And then Jimmy got out the car and took it off his shirt and squared up on the cop, apparently.
Like you want the Usos,
he welcomed
right?
the cops yeah. to the Usos.
So penitentiary. Yeah. Yep. He probably said that whole line, too.
When you feel them goosebumps quivering, when you feel that shit going behind your neck, that ain't you being paranoid. That is the Usos.
What is it, Usos?
When I say Usos, y'all say so. They're gonna be saying that in the penitentiary. That's for sure.
But yeah, they're.
Yeah, I got the cold besties. I got McMiz winning this one.
McMiz is definitely. They're not losing. No time soon.
We got one more pay per view for them to lose the tag team titles. I think it's gonna be Shane versus Miz at WrestleMania, but.
They're gonna make it to Fastlane.
They're gonna drop it as Fastlane, I believe.
Right, they have to win like
one match.
At least they have to prove that they can do this.
Give me them points on Sunday, y'all. Give me them points on Sunday. You know what I mean?
So our next one is for the Raw Women's Championship, where Ruby Riott will be versing.
Do we even have to talk about this?
This is a filler.
Our Lord and Savior.
This is a filler.
UFC Hall of Famer.
This should be
the baddest woman on the planet.
Bathroom break. This should be on the pre-show.
This is when we go to the bar and get our shots.
Okay.
We go to the bar. We go to the bar.
Women's champions.
He's very passionate about this.
This is when we go to the bar for this.
And the number one reason why women will finally main event a WrestleMania.
You got anything left?
No, I've been empty for a minute.
You
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I need a
Rowdy Ronda Rousey will win on Sunday. I think they agree. Go next.
She's not losing anytime soon. Like, it's just a given fact. Like, she has to be the champion at WrestleMania.
Can we just move on to the next match? Keep talking about it because
now, mind you, I have Ruby Riott. I have her in, but she's definitely going to job to this bitch. Sorry.
Why she gotta do all that? Why she? She's our Lord and Savior.
No, she's your Lord and Savior.
No, our Lord and Savior.
No, yours.
I fixed it for you. No charge.
No charge. No.
You won't get the Venmo.
Yo, nigga.
No.
No charge at all.
This who I can call my Charlotte or Becky.
That's the man. You got a queen.
Charlotte or Becky.
Lord and Savior.
No Lord and Savior. No. Next match. Yes.
Are you on to the next match?
Lord and Savior. Fixed. No charge. WWE Women's Tag Team Championships will finally,
now can I
finally,
just say,
finally be decided.
I will win this hands down. I'm going to win. No, wait.
When her hand goes up, your mouth goes shut.
First of all, okay, wait. Who has Bayley and Sasha? No, they're separate, right? Aren't they separate? No one has them as a fact. Okay.
I got the hugger.
Well, let me break down.
I got the hugger
for the people at home who are not in our league.
Sorry.
Nia Jax and Tamina.
Get the point.
I need the points.
We'll be versing the Riot Squad, Liv Morgan and Sarah Logan. They're gonna be versing Fire and Desire. Mandy Rose,
I love that name,
Sonya
actually.
Deville.
I do like that
like
name.
That
I do like that name.
The iconic
Fire and Desire.
Royce and Belly K.
It's better than Rose and and Sonya Deville.
Versus the Boss and Hug Connection, Bayley and Sasha Banks versus Fabulous Glow, Naomi and Carmella.
Better than that shit.
Who you got in this one?
That is a horrible name. Why is?
You know,
but you know
what?
I want a dance break so I can do like this. You know.
If they take their nicknames and they put them together. At least
together.
Fire and Desire. Mandy was never called Fire or Desire, and I like the fact that they actually came up with a nickname
and put that
Sonya
together.
Is Fire.
Sonya's Fire or
Mandy's
Mandy fire?
Never called herself Desire.
No, she didn't. But Mandy is the Desire.
But, oof, Mandy is okay. Desire, though. I'll tell you that.
So Mandy. They like Mandy, of
Mandy
course.
Is Desire. Oof.
To each
goodness
his own.
Gracious. Yeah. You know, to each his own. You know, turn the lights out.
Who you got in this one? Who's going to be the first ever WWE Tag Team Women's Champions?
I mean, I got like three other teams, but Sasha, I do not see Sasha and Bayley not winning this match. If I had to pick a person... A good second. I would say it would have to be the Riot Squad.
Okay, two solid picks, but you're going with the Boston Hug Connection.
Boston Hug Connection, definitely.
Who you got, Top Gear?
Those four horsewomen have
no
to get, you know.
Way.
Gotta get
this
the titles.
Title.
Yes, the four.
There's no way this is
four.
Happening.
The Foss. The Foss Horsewoman.
The Boston Hug.
Oh wait, no, the four. The original. First of all, she stole that shit. Her and her little stink ass friend.
She did it first. She did it before them.
And where did she get it from? Wrestling.
Yes.
Which she stole it.
She's a fan. She's a fan like us.
She stole it. Next. Next. I'm sorry to have cut you off. I apologize.
No. I'm taking a back seat.
I apologize.
I wish I had some popcorn.
He said the Fox.
I wish I had some popcorn.
Our Lord and Savior is like us. We can relate to it.
I wish I had some popcorn.
So who you
can y'all put an emoji up on top of my head, please?
I'm definitely going. I mean, clearly, this title cannot happen without the Boston Hug Connection. Like...
Sidebar, those belts
great.
Are ugly.
This is some other good teams.
Those shits are ugly.
I'm
the only female that does not like them.
In a sense,
sorry.
I did wish that, a piece of me was going to pick the Iconics.
I was too.
In a sense, I wanted
yes,
to go
friend.
To the Iconics. I think the Iconics will be the final team in the match. I think it will be down to the Iconics and the Boston Hug. But I do think that the Boston Hug... They have to
I don't
because
think...
they're never gonna get their one on one match. They're never gonna get it. It's never gonna happen. So might as well just put the belts.
I think
on
the
them.
Iconics only have one good wrestler.
Yeah, Peyton Royce.
Together.
Yeah.
Together.
Yeah, Peyton Royce is not that good on her own. So, yeah,
that's why
together.
She has a
yeah. Together they're
listen. I've seen Peyton Royce.
Wrestler.
I've seen Peyton. Listen.
One good wrestler for the two of them.
This is one good wrestler in there.
I've seen.
I think she carries the team.
Yeah.
She carries. The other one is like the high. She's like the Leo Rush. And the other one is the, like,
I've
the Bobby Lashley.
I've seen Peyton Royce's Instagram, and that's all I need to see.
Ty Dillinger is a lucky man, that's for sure. But the first ever
She's iconic,
WWE
for sure.
Women's Tag Team Champions will be the woman who it took three former world champions to eliminate her at the Royal Rumble. Of course it's going to be Nia Jax. Nia Jax and Tamina will be the first ever WWE Women's Tag Team Champions because it's the WWE, goddammit! What do you think this is? We always gotta have downer moments before we have our uplifting moments at WrestleMania.
I mean,
so Nia and Tamina win the Elimination Chamber, and then Bayley and Sasha probably win the Women's Tag
Team
titles
make sense.
At WrestleMania.
That makes sense. They have to do something with Tamina. Tamina's not doing anything with her.
Exactly.
Or she doesn't stand it. I think she tried to talk, and Nia just kept cutting off, and she had nothing.
Oh my God, that was awesome, though.
It makes sense because when we get him drunk after Finn Balor wins, he's not going to give a fuck about losing this pick because that shit is wrong as fuck.
I mean, does it make any sense for Nia Jax to lose to any of these females when it took three former world champions to eliminate
Because it's
her
not
going to
be Nia Jax that loses. It's going to be Tamina that loses.
It's a Charlotte and Becky Lynch.
It's
going to
be Tamina that loses. Tamina's going to take the fall.
No.
Nia Jax ain't gonna lose in this match.
I hate that Tamina keeps being the fall guy too,
Tamina
yo.
Sucks. No, they're gonna be the last.
They never gave her a chance. That's the problem.
You've never gotten
to see
Tamina's a super kick and a splash and a Samoan drop.
Hey, hopefully Sasha Banks doesn't get injured. She just got cleared. Hopefully she doesn't get injured in this match. And I honestly would like the happy moment for Bayley and Sasha, but I'm just going on my WWE thinking. I put on my Vince hat.
You're putting you're thinking outside of the box.
I put my Vince hat on and it says Nia Jax.
And you know what? 9 out of 10 chances, those are the people that do win.
Yeah.
The people that think out of the box. Don't think of actual person or the main people, the main.
I mean, it seems too obvious.
It's
to
obvious.
Me.
The
Bayley
obvious one,
Sasha
right?
Gonna win too.
I mean, this asshole did put his Vince hat on at WrestleMania in Orlando, and that piece of shit Randy Orton did win the WWE championship.
I've been right before, guys.
So I'm not. When I acknowledge it, I'm not gonna sit here and deny it. But I'll tell you that that shit will suck if Nia and Tamina wins. That shit.
We're gonna go
to the bar again.
I'm gonna save dance.
I'm getting shots.
But before we go through our last match, our main event for Elimination Chamber,
that wasn't the main event.
No, we're gonna hear from the
We have more matches.
That's gonna be the
one
main
more
event.
Match. It's not gonna be the main event, probably.
Chris Gutierrez says he'd let the Iconics win and let the Boss Huggers chase and win at Mania.
I feel like the same scenario, but it's gonna be Nia and Tamina, not the Iconics. Well, anybody else?
Block User is sad that Asuka doesn't have a match.
Yes, Asuka has not been seen since the Royal Rumble. Why is that?
We want to put out a missing
poster
for Asuka. Hopefully Asuka will show up somewhere. There's actually been a rumor that Asuka is going to verse Mandy Rose at WrestleMania. That came out on one of the podcasts.
Don't do that.
Asuka, you are better than that. You are better than that, sis.
Yo, when I tell you that match will suck balls.
They're going to put that on the pre-show.
That match will suck all balls. That match.
Help you bought the vape out.
And Mandy will probably have to suck a lot of balls to get that match. That match.
Listen.
Is not happening.
Poor Asuka.
It's so sad.
Yo, why did he do that to the SmackDown champion?
First, I used to cry for Bayley. Now I'm crying for Asuka.
Yo, why is all the titles on SmackDown getting degraded so bad?
Yo!
US champion won. He beat two people in one night. He hasn't been seen since.
Yo, SmackDown always gets shit on, and SmackDown is the better show.
Yeah.
Let's just keep it real.
Yeah.
SmackDown has been the better show for a long time now, and they keep getting shit on, and everybody keep putting everybody on fucking Raw. It's not right. It's really not right.
Hey.
Even though, shout out to that gauntlet match that they had on Tuesday.
Oh my
that
God.
Shit was amazing.
So we got to talk about the main event for Elimination Chamber. Great segue right there.
Thank you.
It's going to be for the WWE Championship. Randy Orton. He's going to be coming out last. He's going to be versing AJ Styles.
I heard it, but I didn't realize.
It was very under the radar. Samoa Joe, Jeff Hardy, the WWE Champion, new Daniel Bryan, and the man of the hour, the man of the week, the wrestler of the week in my eyes, the man that won 60 minutes on SmackDown. Always like right after.
This song is so sad. Why would you play this?
This is the every SmackDown championship that is on WWE. Every time they win a new belt, you don't see them no more. When has Shane and Miz defended the title? When has R-Truth been on TV?
Yeah, R-Truth has been on TV in 2 weeks.
When has Asuka been on TV? We've seen video packages of Asuka. What's going on with the SmackDown championship?
Yeah, what's that? What's with the video packages that they keep doing, yo?
This is to all the SmackDown championships.
This is why I haven't bought one yet.
Even the WWE one, because Daniel turned that into him.
I wonder if they're going to sell that.
That is literally, yo, dude. That is the result of the SmackDown championships.
Yo, it's mad hot.
It's the result of the SmackDown championships. Am I not right?
What you got?
Ask the Spotlight Nation or the True Heels if I'm right.
I do not see you.
Ask any of them if I'm right.
Who you got?
I'm telling you.
Who you got? Elimination Chamber. Kofi. Randy Orton.
Daniel Bryan is retaining. Ain't gonna be no new champion.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan is gonna keep the hemp belt and he gonna disappear till WrestleMania week.
Who you got?
The new Daniel Bryan. Fickle.
You're fickle. Yes.
You're all fickled.
He's sipping out of a plastic straw again.
Fickle.
I get it. And you're sipping out of a plastic cup.
Fickle too.
So I have made this proclamation on True Heel Heat 25.
Fickle.
Until Daniel puts that hemp title on WWE shop, I'm going to keep drinking out of these cups because he's fickle.
Word, I'm telling you.
Owner of that championship.
I just asked you, are they going to sell a
hemp
belt?
No opportunities for any of us to get the hemp title, so I'm not drinking out of a hemp cup. Fuck you, because you're fake.
Fickle.
That shit is trash, though. I'm sorry.
Fickle.
That shit is amazing.
You going to buy a hemp belt?
Yo, I'm telling you, like, I would definitely smoke out of that shit.
I definitely want to smoke the hemp title. But all across the board, we're going
I take that shit everywhere with you, yo.
Absolutely. I would take it all around the world to every wrestling event I go to. For sure. The hemp championship.
Can I get a shirt that says Fickle? I just want a shirt that says
Fickle.
I want a shirt that says Fickle.
I'm sad too, Bruno. I'm sad too.
I was never a Daniel Bryan fan until he started saying fucking Fickle. Fickle is the best shit ever. I'm sorry.
All across the board, we got the new Daniel Bryan, so it seems like
he's not losing no time soon.
We're thinking a little differently on the women's tag team championships.
If you pick anybody, the Intercontinental Championship.
A lot of people want Kofi Kingston to win.
He's not winning. No, shout out to Kofi.
Shout out to Kofi for that hour plus performance on SmackDown Live.
Amazing performance.
I hope that he eventually gets his last singles run because he deserves at least one. Keep him in the New Day. Don't separate
him. I was just about to ask you.
Keep him
in the New Day. Is the New Day keeping him back?
No, I don't think so. Because his career has been on track ever since he's been with the New Day. I don't want him to leave the New Day at all.
Their merch has always sold.
They've been a main event type of act for the WWE because they've been a top merch movement.
But guys, there's three members. There's only two tag titles. Why can't one of them go for singles gold? Xavier and Big E can go after the tag titles. Let Kofi go for a US or at least attempt to go for the WWE. Like, give him that last singles push because once he hit that 12, 13, 14, he's not going to be the same guy.
No.
He's been busting his ass as we've seen for God knows for a decade. Give him at least one chance.
And he's always stepped up. Always.
And he was a substitute. He was a substitute for this match. And that man, yo, when you say When you say take advantage of the opportunity that was given to you, that man...
He always does that.
All the way up. There's no way he can't get no love from
He was supposed to be Mustafa Ali's spot in that gauntlet. He was supposed to go an hour. He was supposed to be in the Elimination Chamber on Sunday. But Kofi Kingston took his spot and, of course, stepped up tremendously.
Yo, Spotlight's a hater.
It's great. Great stepping up.
Spotlight's a hater.
Great stepping up by Kofi Kingston. So... that is all for the Elimination Chamber. So you see the matches we differ on. We need you guys to post your comments in the comment section. Who you think is going to win at the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view. Chrissy Love, thank you for being on True Hill Heat 26. Please tell the Spotlight Nation.
The massive upgrade that we
already have. True Hills, where they can find you online on social media.
You can find me. Instagram is the sensational Miss Chrissy Love or just Chrissy Love _. That is on Instagram and Facebook. Or if you want me on your show, please hit me up, DM me. I will be there.
Boom, boom. You can see her on a podcast near you. We are definitely going to have you back on True Hill Heat. That's for sure.
I would love that.
Thank you.
I'm just saying, getting her on True Hill Heat and she shouted what her Instagram was, that was a lot further than any of us got in a matter of trying. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, especially our salty producer over there.
He's been trying.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you.
Top Guy JJ, where can they find you on social media?
I am at TrueHeel _ Top Guy JJ.
And you can join the True Heels group page. That is TRU space
HEELS. Too sweet.
You can find us on Instagram. You can find me on _ EpicSP3. You can find us on the Twitter machine, True Hill Heat. Of course, you can like, share, and subscribe on our YouTube channel, True Hill Heat. And of course, like and share and follow the Spotlight Nation as well as our True Hill Heat main page. So until True Hill Heat 27, enjoy Elimination Chamber. We are seeing you. We are signing off for True Hill Heat 26.